It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, spicing up your food, spicing up your dinner may just have more health benefits than you might even realize. My guest is Dr. Wayne Scott Anderson. He is the author of Discover Your Optimal Health, New York Times bestseller, out right now. You can get that on Amazon, correct, Dr. A?
That's correct, Melanie. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, thank you so much. So let's talk about spicy foods. I am a spice head. You cannot make something too spicy for me. I just love jalapenos and I love Tabasco. I dump it on everything. So am I doing good or am I eating out the lining of my stomach?
You are doing good. And by the way, that is a fallacy, eating out the lining of your stomach. In fact, what's great about hot sauces is for a fraction of the calories, you can spice up food. It's only literally about 6 calories, usually what you use when you sprinkle on some of that hot sauce. And it's great. It kicks up your metabolism. You know, I'm all about helping people create a healthy weight. Kicks up your metabolism. So if you're eating less, you know, being able to... The other thing it does, Melanie, which is really interesting, is because it is hotter for most people, maybe not you, it sounds like you're an animal, but for most people, it slows down their eating. You know, and one of the things many of us do, we eat way too fast. We know that it's very important to wait for those feedback mechanisms so your body has time to absorb, digest, sense it, feel it. And by doing that, we have a tendency, if we eat slower, we eat less. But, you know, a lot of us, because we're running around like crazy and we're eating mostly this pablum-type processed fast food, we gobble it down in a few seconds, kind of like my Labrador Retriever. So by putting the hot sauce on, not only does it have a direct effect on your body and help your metabolism, it also literally helps you slow down and eat slower.
Well, I am an animal where that's concerned. I love my cayenne peppers. I grow them myself, and I make some really awesome salsa and even jardinera, and I use it just on everything. And I'm glad you cleared up the myth that that does not eat away at the lining of your stomach and your esophagus, too, I'm hoping, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good. So really, spicy food, besides revving up your metabolism, the capsaicin, you know, that is in these foods, can have a very anti-inflammatory effect, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, and also it stimulates your endorphins as well. And that can actually, you know, people that are mildly depressed, by stimulating your endorphins, you can actually improve your immune system. All in all, it's good. It has some anti-inflammatory capacities. Actually, brain health, you know, turmeric and some of the other curcumin, the things we're learning a lot more about brain health, that all these things are additive. So they actually can help you, both with some areas in terms of cognitive health as well as help you from the endorphin side.
Okay, so, you know, what kind of spicy foods are we talking about? I've mentioned cayenne peppers and jalapenos and some hot sauces, you know, and there's about a million on the market now. You can get some really good local ones when you're traveling, you know, you can try some out. But what else? Now, you mentioned turmeric, which I love because it adds such a beautiful color to everything, and curcumin, you know, so people are afraid to add some of these spices, but even like paprika or curry, you know, which is kind of a mix.
Yeah, and the thing is, for people that aren't used to using it familiar, even by going out to restaurants, you know, like obviously a lot of Asian, a lot of obviously Indian food for curry. The other thing is, you know, even wasabi. Wasabi is a Japanese horseradish. All these things, peri-peri sauce, sriracha, Tabasco, of course, you know, which has gotten very popular, and all the different chili peppers. You know, you've got jalapeno, habaneros, you know, they include the green, the red ones, serranero, Anaheim, and even Hungarian chilies. So there's a whole bunch of different, all those are all in the class that actually can help do all the things we were talking about. Slow down your eating, spice up your food without a lot of calories. Now, there are some salt in some of them, so you don't want to go hog wild. But beyond that, you know, you've got all these medicinal properties, and they help you enjoy your food and without eating large quantities.
Well, and you know, also, when you're talking about like sriracha, that was just recently voted by a number of the best chefs in the world as their go-to seasoning, go-to spice. And one of the things also I think that is really good about spicy food is not only can it help rev you up a little bit in your metabolism, but it creates those salivary glands to start going and moving, which will help you digest your food better because digestion starts in the mouth.
Exactly. And the other part is clearing out your sinuses.
Clears out your sinuses. Take a big whiff of wasabi one day or some real good horseradish. No kidding, you know.
And your lacrimal glands, even your lacrimal glands, you know. I mean, some people aren't crying enough. They have dry eyes. And all those things are all stimulants in the body response to them. You know, and the other thing is there's some work done talking about some of the benefits, including, you know, lowering blood pressure, decreasing headaches, and migraines, helping with circulation, you know, decreasing colds, fevers, and even respiratory problems, Melanie, with this.
Well, and so along those spicy foods, we've talked about some spices and some hot sauces and some actual vegetables, you know, that have that spicy quality. And, you know, we're kind of forgetting the age-old mustard, but that in itself is kind of similar in that way. It really can help to generate those glands to go and make you salivate and get you, you know, kind of get you sweating a little.
Yep, exactly. I love all that, and that's why the really good mustard, you know, you go into a good deli and you get the really good mustards that have the fresh mustard seed in it. There's nothing better than obviously doing these things fresh, like, you know, taking some cayenne pepper and making your own really, you know, low calorie without sugar in it barbecue sauce. You can make some great. You know, I was because I work a lot with helping people create healthy weight. There's a company, and I can't think of the name right now, but they've made barbecue sauce using cayenne pepper that's incredible, and it's something like 4 calories per per serving. So that's a great. This is such a great area to make your foods fun and not thinking, oh God, healthy food has to be boring food. It just doesn't have to be.
Well, not only doesn't it have to be, but it can also, for people that are trying to watch their weight, you know, and get their metabolism up, it's a seasoning that isn't salty. So you're not putting water-retaining salt with just a little bit of maybe citrus and some spice and some peppers or some, you know, sriracha, Tabasco. You're getting a very low-salt version. And Dr. Anderson, let me tell you, you haven't tasted any spice till my husband makes homemade horseradish from the root. You know,
wow.
for the holidays, for gefilte fish and things, and boy, the whole house, talk about your tear ducts, just when you walk in, and he has to pretty much wear a mask while he makes it, but it's so good, you want to keep eating it. Even though you're sweating, you want to keep eating this stuff. So it really is good for us, it's not bad, and people don't realize that, right?
Oh, no, absolutely. In fact, the same thing, I was just thinking of that with Japan, and when I lived in Japan, I couldn't believe it. When wasabi in Japan, it's kind of the stuff we get here. It's good, but the stuff from Japan was, you know, like when they make it from scratch, that horseradish is just like that. It's so unbelievably good.
So in the last minute, and besides telling us about your books, give us your best advice on spicy food to not only rev up our metabolism and help us watch our weight, but to help us get our salivary glands digesting our food a little bit better, maybe have some anti-inflammatory effects, get our circulation going, kind of wrap it all up for us.
Yeah, I think you just did it, Melanie. I think that the good part of it, if you're not using it, is that it really does make your food more entertaining. And when we eat food that we enjoy, and the other part is it avoids all the things that happen, especially in the United States, with all the fat, all the extra sugar, like you said, all the extra salt we find in foods. When we use a small amount of hot sauce from whatever is your poison, so to speak, but I don't mean poison, I mean actually health benefit because they're healthy, it puts us in position to eat smaller amounts, to eat them slower, to have health benefits upon that. And all that thing, when you can find something that can have you eat less, basically have health benefits and make your food more enjoyable that you do eat, man, that's a winner, because unfortunately 85% of our food in our country, as I talk about discovering your optimal health, is obesogenic. It's causing us to get heavier, and just you know, an extra 500 or 100 calories a day can actually lead to an extra 10 pounds a year. So we got to watch that.
And the book Discover Your Optimal Health by Dr. Wayne Scott Anderson or Dr. A's Habit of Health, both Habits of Health, both books available. And what a great guest. You're listening to Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole. Stay well.